Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Most people that experience non-traumatic neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, their main problem is they're usually poor posture. In today's talk, we understand exactly what actually good posture should be when you sit, stand, and walk, along with how to stretch those muscles to make your overall body stay in good posture over time and doing it daily, because that's how your body can stay healthy. I'm your friend, Joy Talk, and today's this talk will also be as a link to our YouTube channel, along with a loop to our podcast apps, along with our previous podcast too. So Joy Talk, my friends, have good posture, learn what it is, have a great day, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. So today's talk, avoid back body pains by standing, sitting, and walking this way. What's this way? Okay, how do we figure out what this way is? You can close the door. I'll leave the door open. Is that okay, sound-wise?
Huh?
Door opens okay?
Good.
Good. So here, we want to figure out, how do we check our posture first to know if we have good posture? Why is posture important to everybody, do you think, or should be? Why is posture important? Should we sit like this?
Can't breathe.
Like this? Can't breathe?
Yeah.
That sometimes people realize the root cause of your problem with back pain, neck pain, can't breathe, feel tired, even neuropathy too, like sciatica or arm pain or arm numbness, even headaches can come from the poor posture. Sitting improperly or standing improperly. But what is that? And how do you analyze, figure out if you have good posture or bad posture? So, one thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna write the changing my camera around here, show you standing posture first, right over here, is I wanna see, is my body doing this? Where is my body where it should be? And we'll figure out what it should be in a second. Everyone has their default posture, where they feel comfortable, wherever that might be. But is it ideal? Is it what it should be, or is it something where it can be better? What I have people do with my new patients, up for one too, if they have, say, chronic back pain or neck pain, I have them start with coming here against the wall with their heels, their hips, shoulders, and head. I want to let them see how this feels to them. This may feel fine to them. They may not have any problem, but can this get back here where it can get better and stay better? This can not only help someone get relief from their neck pain, back pain, or headaches, but also keep it fixed. They don't have problems, even keep it here so they don't have problems. No one wants that problem. Problems are too exciting. Keep things simple as possible, Marky, right? That's the plan. Okay? You can come here, Mike, against the wall again, heels, hips, shoulder, and head. If that feels good to you, that point, some people have, for example, they have back pain, so when they lean back from where they go, that hurts my back. I go, perfect. That means your posture is too far forward. You gotta get our bodies back more, just in general, back more, because what happens all day long, the dang gravity is pushing on our body, pushing us down, like the man pushing us down, right? You gotta push our body back up as much as possible into what's called extension, instead of being stuck in flexion where we compress and flexion, want to decompress, open up, and extension. So that people do again, heels, hips, shoulder, head against the wall, all the way back, hold that for about 15, 20 seconds. Then to reinforce that better posture when we're standing off the wall, that people do is come back on their heels, to come back here on their heels to stay more upright. What happens is once they leave my office, they go back here. It's gonna take 2-3 weeks, your brain to reset, exactly where your body could be, make that your default versus where your body's used to. My goal is to help you change that over time by doing some stretches afterwards too, make your overall body improve and make sure we stay this way. So when I'm walking, same thing when I'm walking, I'm gonna walk back here, heel to toe, so we move in better position so our brain can reset our body. Most people when they walk forefoot, they walk in more of their midfoot or their toe, so they're more here the whole time. Okay, I might see new patients come in. My goal with them is not to hear them walk or shuffle. When you walk, when I can hear your foot, when you step to my office, or you're shuffling, that means you're causing problems to your hips, your back, your knees, your ankles, and every whole body's coming this way. You gotta get our body back here, more again, more heel to toe when we walk, head up the whole time, not looking down. If I look down, my body will naturally compress and make my body go forward in bad posture. So I want to make sure our head is looking straight ahead, our head straight, sorry. at that point looking downward over my nose over time instead of looking with my head directly at the ground. So little things you can do to reset your body. Will this feel comfortable the first time? No, never, because your body's used to this. I want my body now to default back. You had someone come today this morning, so I saw a patient this morning, because man, when I lean forward a lot, it hurts. I'm like, fantastic. That means now your body's used to this. Let's get it here and keep it here over time. Are you thinking about over time consciously where our body should be? And over time, as we stay here long enough, your body really is unconsciously make that your default. You guys good? Sound good? That's what I do all day long. Deal with people's posture to make sure that corrects over time so the pain goes away and then stays away. It's up to see them, too busy as it is. All right? Next one here. So what happens when we have poor posture? You say, once you set our posture, what makes your posture poor? What happens is our body will come forward. What gets tighter when we come forward? What gets tight? Our hips get tight. Also, our shoulders get tight here, pushing forward instead of being back. That allows our head to sit forward in front of our body, and our upper back here almost gets weak because of our poor position of our body too. It gets, instead of being evenly strong and relaxed, it gets tight and weak. That's how your body will balance out. So if we're tight in our hips, we're gonna be weak in our back, causing back pain, shoulder pain, and job security for me, Mike. That's the plan, all right? Job security, okay? So how do we fix that over time? Want to do, again, stand better, move better for one, two. How do we sit and how do we check our sitting postures? Let me change the camera around one more time. Here. When I'm sitting, most people sit like this, right? Sitting up, good, good. Problem is, over time as I'm sitting here, my hips will rotate back, gravity pushes me down again, pushing me down into my chair, into my desk. Okay? Can we get our body to shift, if possible, back here so our feet are underneath us, here, done this before, Sally, too, here, so our body stays more upright, because now our feet are underneath us, level with our hips, like we were standing a second ago. If I'm here, sitting like this, on the edge of my chair or my bench, whatever you have at home, even bed, at that point our body stays more upright, like you're standing, so your muscles stay contracted evenly, not tight and weak lower back. Not tight shoulders and weak neck and upper back. So you're gonna make your body shift over time to stay back here. Instead, again, it takes time and practice. I have patients do this and they said, man, my back hurts now. I'm like, perfect. Your back's hurting because your muscle's getting stronger. You get stronger because it was weak before. You're gonna be, when you change your posture, you're a little uncomfortable. You have to be, because that point your body will wanna change up here and make your default position here instead of, And after lunch, more like, I'm done, right? So you gotta make sure our body can shift over time, right? Especially if it would be hard for me to like work from home. Because after lunch, I'm like, sunglasses, hat, go, yep, I'm listening, yep. No, I can't do that, no. Okay, so how do you make these muscles now, over time, stretch better, move things around so these hips, these shoulders, this upper body, can now shift here. What do you mean by stretching? I'm gonna use the table one second. I do a lot of my stretches lying down, because when we lie down, I don't have to worry about stretching muscles, because muscles can always change. They have a lot of blood, so they can always change quickly. I'm worried about the joints in your spine, in your back, in your shoulders, in your neck, because those joints are connected by ligaments all up and down your spine. My neck muscles are on top, right? But my underneath my neck muscles are ligaments that connect the spine actually control position or space or alignment to either stay forward or stay backwards. How do I make those stretch? At that point, my body can actually change faster and hold that better position, and the muscles can adapt around there to make that your normal. That's my plan, okay? We're gonna start with going from lower back first, but I call it the on the edge stretch, okay? Because the reason, Mike, I'm not very creative. That's my problem, okay? He's the chiropractor. So here, different modification, different level of difficulty. I have someone start this stretch right here. There we go. So I'm gonna have people do is line the edge just like this. It's not gonna stay that way. Here, no towel yet. Hopefully you stay. Hopefully you're next to me. Here, and lean all the way down where their legs are just like that, where they hang a little bit on the edge. Okay?
Are you talking about
only? No. Good question. This is all about duration time.
So, for an exercise.
Exactly. Exercise. I'll actually go from, I'll go this way. It's like this over here. Sorry, Mike, if that covers you a little bit. Apologize.
Can we use the edge of the bed? Because I don't have that table.
You don't have one of these tables? I thought all houses have these tables. No.
Okay.
Edge of the bed, couch, bench, table, okay. If you want to come in here when no one's looking. It's up to you. All right, again, these are all my jokes, Margie, apologizing, Mike. So here, sit on the edge of your bed, couch, bench, whatever you have at home or your neighbor's house, mostly in your house. You want your knees at the edge to start, okay? I'm gonna slowly come down. At that point, my body will relax this way. I wanna tense up, no. I wanna relax like I am sleeping. If that feels good, so let the lower back now to decompress and open up, we're using your leg muscles and leg bones, that weight, to allow your back to stretch even more. All right, that feels good. What I have people do is that feels good. It feels like a little uncomfortable, a little bit of a stretch, but not pain. I'll have them next bring their arms above their head. That feels good. Okay, for 10, 15 seconds. I'll have them then, as another level difficulty, add a rolled up bath towel to your lower back. Whatever you have at home is fine. If you borrow one of these, you can borrow mine if you'd like to. That point there, allow that towel now to arch your back a little more to add more tension, more of a stretch. So I'm gonna come here, same thing. My body come down and hold that for about 30 seconds to a minute if that's comfortable for you, where it feels like a stretch, but not a pain where it starts to guard and tighten. All right? Who wants to try this magnificent stretch? Anybody?
All right.
Now come on over. Always my best volunteer.
I know.
You get this whole place.
Rickety. Okay.
So grab a seat first. Okay. Grab a seat.
Right.
Let's see how that feels.
Oh, okay. Is it that? All right.
That's if you can handle it. So lie down all the way first. Sally, correct?
Yes. Thank you.
Sally right there. Sally, how does that feel?
I feel like there's a... She needs to...
Does that feel like a pool?
Yeah, it feels like there's this...
Like a spot that goes...
Agony there.
Like agony, or like, I gotta stop, or...
It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable.
I'm comfortable, so it's uncomfortable.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. So if you have your legs longer off the table, it allows you to take the pressure off your back.
Okay.
But if you put your legs further up, you gotta play with... Don't keep in the shin.
All
right,
okay.
Come on, you know, careful. Okay, how's that feel?
Okay.
All right. Bring your arms above your head. Difficulty number two. Level, how's that feel?
That feels...
Sally, how's that?
It's comforting.
Good at that. See, comforting mentally or physically?
Bodily.
Perfect.
Bodily.
Good. Come on up. Now try the towel.
I think I'm going to like the towel better.
Good, let's see. Here, and then come all the way down. We're all falling apart eventually.
Okay.
Called entropy. I'm going to go sometime.
Oh, I can hear bubbles pop.
Ooh, a little pop
there. Is that
back.
Good?
It's probably broke your back, probably. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, I like the towel.
Good. So bath towel, I would do 30 seconds here at home.
Okay.
And then over time, if it's comfortable, bring your arms above your head too. Help your whole body stretch and extension more.
Yes.
Instead of being stuck in flexion.
Oh, okay.
Just work. It's always work. Thank you.
Golf clap.
I'll 30 seconds. I have a rollerball.
Yeah.
That thing that you...
Is it a foam?
Yeah,
foam
roller. Is that dangerous?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Because it can be too much of a stretch. Make it basically make your body want to guard. So if you have a softer bed than this, you can try it,
okay.
Play with it. But if your back is tight already, it can make your back tight. So be careful.
All kinds of bubbles.
As long as you're okay with it, go for it. It'll be more aggressive.
Slowly. Okay.
People, if that's in pain, I go, hold on.
Oh, okay.
If you're not in pain and you feel
handle
it, at least try it. You know?
Okay.
If it makes it worse, call me. I'll see you at my office.
Oh, okay.
Job security again. Job security.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sally. Thank you. So my paper, I'm going to borrow one of the papers here. So I have one of these. Okay, next one. Edge, bed stretch, hip flexor stretch. If you have a problem to where Hip flexor stretch is great if you have a problem where one hip feels tighter than the other, either front or back, it feels tighter. And sometimes what happens is people's hips are off a little bit, okay? My wife says I'm off, but that's more of something else. But here, when my hips are off a little bit, where I have more one-sided hip pain or back pain. If you have that, sometimes if I take someone's x-rays, their hips are shifted one way or the other. If they have that, I recommend to get that hip that's further back, further in, to make them more level. I have them do, go to the edge of a better couch again, unless you have one of these special tables. Bring the legs off the side, and then slowly, you look lower, but slowly bring that foot further back and stay up on your toe to where it gets that hip to stretch more. Here in the thigh, hip flexor, and also lower back. So you want the whole hip to shift backwards, or sometimes that gets comfortable, and bring your foot even further back. Having shoe is good to have this because it allows your back to come further, allows your foot to come further back and hold that with the toe of your shoe to hold that body so you're relaxed here. Let the ligaments in your hip here and ligaments in the back of your lower back stretch also together and hold that for about 15, 20 seconds. Relax maybe up to a full minute, about three times. So 20 seconds, three times, a good amount for both sides of your hips. Now people do something as a new patient, I have them do that. Usually one side's tighter than the other, but it makes those both hips stretch out. That one would allow us to stand up this way without tight hips, so we can stay up more, again, not do this, where we feel more flexed forward and hunched a little. Questions about that one? Good?
I can see why she broke the second hip.
Yeah.
The lady that was coming here, Jessica?
Jessica, okay.
She broke her other hip.
The second hip.
She had the first hip,
like here. Playing ping pong. Fell backwards. She's in the hospital still.
Wow.
That's
she went for a big hit, or just fell
she
backwards?
She fell backwards.
Yeah. It's one of those things that were...
I'm thinking the posture thing is she's been doing wrong because she had broken the other hip.
Mm-hmm.
So that other hip got weak.
I got a lot of pieces. Especially if you had your post-surgical. Right.
And she's shuffling, like you said about the shuffling. She's been doing that also.
If you're shuffling, you're leading forward.
Yeah.
Even though you've done rehab for the hip,
yeah,
your overall body is stuck here.
Yeah, I think they didn't do it long enough, the physical therapy that came to our house, they didn't.
They did it long enough, but not long enough for her to heal.
But the second hip breaker. And then the doctor told her, next time we can't fix you.
Once you fix it once, it's hard to get in there and cut it open and do it again.
They did. They put the rod in both of them.
Yeah, it's just one of the things where it's making sure if you can, when she's out, how to get her body back here. Instead of people have even knee surgery, they feel comfortable here.
Mm.
They feel safe here.
Mm.
The problem is here's where your body gets weaker, so now safe becomes more instability. And then if you can get back here, muscles are strong again, that gives you more stability, and over time you can get that to feel comfortable here instead of comfortable here where you have more problems. That's the issue with people that break something, hurt something, or have an injury. That's the issue.
I think a lot of people my age are having balance problems.
And a lot of it's posture.
Yeah.
If my body is here and not moving enough,
yeah,
my body's stuck here, my joints aren't moving enough, my hips, my back, my knees, they're not doing the full range of motion every day. Those joints send signals back to your brain through your spinal cord to make your body want to maintain a good balance.
So the brain's not connecting and the body's not connecting.
It's not sending enough signals from your body to your brain to have better balance. If I'm testing my balance all day long, if I'm not testing it, that point it's gonna have a smaller range it can work with. It won't be able, if I'm leaning back, I won't be able to catch myself. If I go to my side and I hit something, I won't be able to catch myself.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's the fall because you're unable to catch yourself from falling. It's good. We're going to have things in the fall all the time. We're going to have things where we have to move right away. We don't train ourselves to do that every day. We don't. That's when our body gets more stationary, more rigid, so we fall because that's something we can do.
Okay.
You know? Next one. How do we get the neck to go from here, to further back here over time, so overall body, I mean upper body, even lower back, become more upright, more in extension again, versus being stuck in flexion. So, now we need to do, so I want to make sure you came back before I did this one. Here, use that same towel, okay, whatever towel you want to use at home, rolled up bath towel, I recommend. Take that towel, I want to put that towel on the top of my shoulders about here, so my head can fall further back behind my body, okay? Take that towel. I'm going to line myself up right about there. head falls back behind my body. Does that look comfortable?
No.
Good, it is. What happens is when our body is stuck here, this may feel like the muscles here are stretching, because when I'm here, what's happening? My muscles shorten. Everything shortens in your hips, your back, everything shortens this way. The muscle actually should legally, physically shorten. So I'm getting things to stretch backwards. Again, when I'm lying down, the purpose is I want to relax my muscles. So now my ligaments get things to lengthen. So now everything opens up in extension more, coming backwards more, versus being stuck forward. Okay. Again, it feels good. Bring your arms above your head. Allow your whole body to stretch in extension, including your upper back, instead of being stuck in flex where you can press your body down. Any questions about that? Time-wise, 1 minute here over time, 1 minute arms overhead. If you can, start feeling uncomfortable, start with 30 seconds instead, 30 seconds here, 30 over, and work yourself over time to a full minute both sides. Everything, I recommend everything just one time, that's it. Once in the morning, once at night, so our body resets here before we go to bed. Wake in the morning, reset here, so we start our day this way.
1 minute in the morning, 1 minute.
That's it.
Do we do?
Okay. It's being consistent. And I had a younger patient come in a few months ago. He says, I asked him, how are you stretching? Going, how often do you do it? He goes, I do it on sometimes Monday, sometimes Wednesday, sometimes Saturday. I'm like, just do days that end with Y. Do stretch on the days that end with Y, which is every day ends with Y. That point, you'll be consistent. You don't have to worry about what day it is. Because every day we're being pushed down by the man, by gravity. So you have to make sure our body is naturally getting that extension position every day. It seems simple when it becomes unconscious to you. When you see it as your normal, I get up, stretch, and then I do my day. I go to bed, stretch first, go to bed. But it takes a couple days to get used to it. I feel like a 3-day grace period, and I just go, oh, you're out of my office. Fire you, you're out. Failed. Okay. Next one.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
About the neck. Mm-hmm. I have arthritis in my neck.
Yes.
And the pillow. Can either, make it worse or better, or?
I would, if this feels uncomfortable, where it feels painful in the neck, upper neck, front or back, I would add a second pillow.
A second one?
Second, like flat, either flat pillow or a flat, folded towel for your back of your head.
Before it or
after? At the same time.
Above,
so that's when your head's not, so if I'm here, my head's going too far back, like this. Here, I'm going too far back. What was happening is, then my body feels so sick, so I'm going to bring that pillow, I'm going to bring a little flat pillow here,
another thin pillow or a flattened towel
so I can go here, over time get back here, right?
Two pillows.
I want to force it to go over time, but that feels good, then go over time, flatten that pillow out, or a flattened bath towel. At that point, add that to your routine. So wherever you're comfortable, give it a couple days, maybe a week or so, then go a little bit further back, a little bit further back.
Yeah. Okay.
Time, makes all this time. Yeah, that's what we do. Next one.
Hello.
Shoulders. How you doing?
I'm sorry. I thought it wasn't open right now. My fault.
Oh, no worries. I've done about probably about 15, 20 minutes.
That's okay. Thank you,
buddy. No, I got to go to work.
Yeah.
Can't take my time.
Lunchtime, huh?
Your
lunch break.
Lunch break. So now, how do we make our shoulders, a simple way to do it, become, instead of being here stuck, to more open. Open, what I mean by open is here, and making these muscles stretch further back. Use your pec muscle, pec minor, along with the anterior delt, bicipital tendon, posterior delt, upper trap back there, again, weak. You want to make these muscles stretch to make those muscles more even. And we're naturally, and realize we're naturally stronger in the front of our body than the back of our body, because of our posture, because of overall muscle development. We're used to that, right? I'm going to do, again, edge of the bed, couch, or bench, or your neighbor's house, whatever you want to do it. Lie on the edge here. Take a water bottle. This is a Costco or Sam's Club, one of those things. Whatever water bottle you want to use, doesn't matter what brand it is. Start here. Level difficulty of 1, beginner, and bring that arm out, leg straighter, but it doesn't matter to me, out this way to where you feel a little bit of stretch in your shoulder here. Support the edge of the bed, bench, or if you have one of these things. That point, so your arm just comes out and falls down, using the weight of the bottle plus gravity mass all the way out. Hold that for about 15, 20 seconds, about 3 to 4 times. That's comfortable. Intermediate level now, a little harder. Want to come here, and then naturally holding that arm up, let your arm rotate out this way, about say 45 degrees to your body, out this way, and hold that for 15, 20 seconds, 3 to 4 times. Expert level, be careful this one, you could dislocate your shoulder, no, you can't. Here, elbow straight out. You may want support on the table a little bit, let your arm come backwards as far as you can, and hold that position for 15, 20 seconds, 3 to 4 times. You want the arm to open up as much as you can, get that body back more, get that shoulder back more, to make that muscles in your front of your shoulder actually stretch as much as you can. Again, 3 to 4 times, hold 15, 20 seconds. All right. Anyone want to try that?
We were doing it in class this morning.
You were, good. Yeah. On the floor?
It's silver sneakers.
On the floor though, were you doing it on a bench or were you doing it on?
No, just sitting in a chair or standing.
So here, standing, if I'm standing and I'm doing this,
I know. Painful.
It's going to be painful. It's going to be more of the muscles too.
Yeah.
I want this to stretch the ligaments in your shoulder, okay. Right? So I'm lying down.
You're using that to relax.
Exactly. So what happens, your shoulder, like your hips, they unwind up like a piece of rope.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to unwind the ligaments in your shoulder, get things to open up, Mike, all the way back here in the side of the shoulder, not just the muscle. If I'm here doing this, good for the muscle, okay? Make the muscle in the back work more, make the muscles strengthen in the back and stretch in the front. But if I'm here, letting my body relax in this stretch here, or here, or here, let the weight of my arm pull me back, I'm relaxing my shoulder, I'm getting a deeper stretch in my bone of the shoulder, not just the muscle on the outside. They kind of hang there, ligaments can stretch over time, so my shoulder feels looser, the muscle can adapt around that. So when I do the stretch first, here, hold that for 15, 20 seconds, then I go back to here and do this muscle stretch now it gives you more range of motion, more movement. If I can have more range of motion, more movement, then the muscle can get longer and stronger in the back. But I want the ligaments to stretch first and then the muscles to work after. So this is a stretching routine right now you can start doing. You also want to add a strength routine afterwards to make your muscles really get strong in a better position instead of being stuck here. This is step one to make sure you have a good routine with stretching first. All right? Any questions? Questions?
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Good. It'll be there by 4:52.
Oh, okay. I'll check.
I'm timed it for about that time. That's the goal. Can we get enough things here? I think we have I think it's 5 stretches. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4 stretches. 4 stretches. Just to start, you should do them how often?
Every day.
Every day, twice a day? Morning, night? Allow your body to come back more and stay there. Once you feel good, feels good to you, then once a day. I'm a morning person. Get up at 4:15, stretch, and then go work out. So you probably still see me. Whatever. Alright. Any questions? Next talk is... What is my next talk?
I have a question.
Yes.
It's on pillows.
Yes.
What kind of pillow is good for everybody? I wake up, my neck is a lot of joint.
Depends if you're a side sleeper or a back sleeper or a stomach sleeper.
This side, and on my back. Mm-hmm. I never sleep on my stomach. But.
So on your back, I recommend a medium weight pillow from Target or Walmart. Simple things. Replace them every 6 months.
Which one? Throw it out.
Throw it out every 6 months. Replace it. If you don't, they're meant to break down. So your head will slowly go back and go, oh, but now my neck hurts. Medium weight pillow. They're like medium soft and hard pillow. They're quality type or type. At that point, medium weight pillow. But also add, if you have a side sleeper, add a second one.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You want to make sure.
Add a second on top.
Okay. Side sleeper, second pillow on top. You want to make sure when you're on your side, these muscles of your neck, your left and upper trap, are relaxed. They're not being tilted one way or the other where you feel the muscles being tight. So you're lying there on my back, go, are my muscles loose? Okay, I'm good, good pillow. My side, are my muscles loose on both sides? Good pillow. You want to make sure you test them. I had someone come in a few years ago. She bought like a $300 Turkish pillow. And she came in like, she wrecked her neck, made it worse. I'm like, you just spent $300 on a Turkish pillow, made your neck worse. Keep life simple. And sometimes you can look and see those, sometimes they have like a little tool that makes your neck stretch backwards more. It's like a curve in there, a plastic, hard plastic curve. Don't ever buy that.
No.
Because if you see one that, if the ligaments will stretch too much, you'll cause pain the next day.
Those PETA, what are they called? Those PETA
cure? Yeah, one of those ones. It's a good to stretch it, but not sleep with. Mm. Those are great business for me, though. I'd like go buy one and see me tomorrow. You know? But I want to make sure you accept the help.
What about the memory foam one?
They're good.
I haven't tried those.
They're good. But again, memory foam I do like, but they are a hard pillow.
Yeah, they're too hard.
It's kind of too hard. My wife kind of beats me when I snore at night. Beats me in the head. I like it.
Well, what is a comfortable way? I mean, like sitting all the way back on this chair.
Where's your feet, though?
It feels good. Okay, my feet are right here.
Oh, that's sad. Fail.
Under the chair.
Fail.
Oh, okay.
So look.
My feet are here, now.
Fail. So if I'm here, right? Sitting in my chair. Okay, I'm going for a second. I can see the camera.
What do we need the back for?
Decoration. The back of the chair is for decoration, Mike. Okay, if I'm here, at that point, my feet naturally go here. It's hard for my feet. I'm like, ugh, it makes my quads really tight. So I want to make sure I'm on the first third of the chair. My back has to hold my body up here for support. I'm supporting my body. I'm not relaxed. I'm actually staying contracted. Muscles stay strong versus weak. Back surgeons. Biggest thing is the muscles in the lower back get weak inside the spine. You get stronger just those inside muscles of your spine by sitting up more. Using the chair to sit up, and again, decoration. Again, so what's we're gonna do this, we're gonna hear and we're gonna relax for a second, that's fine. But can we be aware of, we start here so our body feels good all the time. If you don't wanna have back, if you wanna have back pain, that's fine. You sit where you wanna sit. Okay, more business for me, what I do. Questions, next talk is, what I say, I didn't say yet. Next one is gonna be March 20th, preventing fall, prep falling, and improve your balance.
Whoa. Ugh.
So well, next time, Lenore, we're gonna do balance next week, next month.
Just,
so you don't fall. Next month will be the preventing falling and improving your balance. Any questions? Is this helpful? Were you entertained? Mike, I saw your smile, Mike. Saw your smile.